show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
Got into a conversation with a family member over the weekend about everything that we are being asked to accept as true in our society, things that we know to be are false. For example, men can have babies. If you say that that is not true, then you are labeled a hater. If you say that men and women are different, then you are labeled as a hater. If you say that women are put at a severe disadvantage, athletically speaking, competing against men, then you are labeled a hate-filled person. Now, this is, folks, this is a trend, and I said this on the Newsmax show, might have been Friday, might have been Thursday. I can't, they all the days are running together, my friends. One of those days, when I was describing, there was a scene in an old Star Trek The Next Generation episode where Captain Picard was being tortured by a Cardassian. For those of you who don't know the Cardassians, when they were first introduced, they were actually kind of a warlike, bellicose, arrogant race. And they ended up being that way all the way into Deep Space Nine. But Picard's captured by one of these Cardassians and he's tortured. And I believe there is an historical reference to this. There's torture where the torturer isn't after any specific information. They just want to break you. They just want to get you to say things that aren't true. Once they break you, then you belong to them. So the whole episode, Picard is getting tortured, right? And the Cardassian keeps on asking Picard, hey, how many lights do you see? And there were four. There were four lights. And Picard says there are four. But every single time he told the truth, Picard was tortured. Excruciating pain, right? Because the Cardassian insisted there were five lights. Once you could get a person or a society to accept and parrot that which is untrue, you've got them. They will never oppose you. They have broken you. And that's what is going on, I believe, writ large in our society with this LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxism, with the hate whitey theory, the critical race theory, with this gender confusion nonsense. What you all have to recognize is that these are divisive tactics and subversive tactics that have been used time immemorial by leftists, including in our own country. First, they used the blacks, then they used Hispanics, then they used gays, then they used women. Anything they can use to divide, the left wing will do. And what is the hallmark of blacks, of Latinos, of women, of gays? The Democrats and the leftists chewed them up, spit them out when they were no longer politically useful. Again, they push and they push and they push, and then when it's no longer politically expedient, they get rid of that group, and then they graduate to another group. This right now, we're in this trans fixation of the American left. And when gays come out and say, whoa, wait a minute. No, we're not going to, we shouldn't be over-sexualizing our children. We shouldn't be getting this gender dysphoria garbage in their heads. Then what is the left wing doing? They're attacking their former special interest groups, their formerly protected groups. Because, and this is the conversation I had with my loved one. I said, sooner or later, your ox is going to be gored by the American left. Once the particular ox that you're protecting now, which in this particular discussion was the so-called trans community, sooner or later, the left wing is going to turn on them too when they are politically no longer convenient for the American left. Because the objective is not to help anybody. The objective is to continue the division, to hack up our population to where we're at each other's throats so left-wingers can succeed. And doing what? increasing government's power. Every single group, the blacks, the Latinos, the gays, the trans, everything, every solution, the women, every solution is to give government more power, unassailable power. Talk about all of this in the show Behind the Show, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, just coming out of Easter weekend, and that means that Sean Chastain took a day off. Not going to be joining us for the show Behind the Show, but doesn't stop you and me from detailing some pretty serious issues developing here in the United States. I am seeing, and I want you all to recognize, that there is a growing effort out there among the leftists to basically persecute those who disagree with them, to criminalize conservatism. Rush Limbaugh talked about this at length, that if given their way, if the Republicans gave in to the Democrats and allowed the Democrats to rule the roost, as it were, to basically say to the American people that, you know what, we are the Democrats and we want to make it so you can't object to us. And we're going to use the rule of law to basically say, if you object to us, that's a criminal activity. Rather than political debate, the Democrats are just shutting down debate, saying there's no such thing as debate anymore. Let me give you a prime example. Justice Clarence Thomas. I am reading from the New York Post. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to impeach Justice Clarence Thomas over what she calls luxurious trips with a rich Republican donor. So Clarence Thomas goes on vacation and AOC wants to impeach him. Squad member and stalwart socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's willing to file articles of impeachment against Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas for failing to report decades of luxury trips with a billionaire GOP donor, even amid an ethics probe of her own. I think this is an emergency. I think this is a crisis, the New York Democrat socialist said. I think we've had a crisis for some time on the Supreme Court. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as the article states, is under an ethics probe of her own. So what do Democrats do when they find out that they can't obscure or hide their malfeasance anymore? They accuse Republicans of doing the same thing and then kind of make the trade. Well, if Clarence Thomas isn't guilty, then I'm not guilty either, says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is how the game is played, and I'm not interested, quite frankly, in playing anymore. Yet, 33-year-old socialist firebrand is currently facing a House ethics investigation herself. If we decide strategically that the actual author of those articles and who introduces them may not be me, that's fine. I will support impeachment, she told a left-wing outlet, The Lever. Wait, what does strategy have to do with this? What does thinking strategically have to do with all of this? See, this is their game. This is a political strategy. It has nothing to do with Clarence Thomas's alleged breaches of ethics or of law. And you know what? AOC gets on CNN this last weekend and says this about the United States Supreme Court since the conservatives have taken over. Listen.
Did the Justice Department investigate? I mean, I believe what we're seeing right now is a breaking of the law, and we have to examine what institutions. I know that there are calls for Chief Justice for Chief Justice Roberts to initiate an investigation. I do not think that this court any longer has the legitimacy, especially after the Supreme Court leak last year, which never came to a conclusion.
I can't disagree with the illegitimacy of the investigation into the leak. I believe Chief Justice John Roberts obscured that investigation. I believe Chief Justice John Roberts found out that it was a leftist who had leaked the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs case. So Chief Justice John Roberts, in the interest of forging and trying to preserve the union, decided to hide the fact that some left-wing nutbag like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the one who was responsible for the leak. And this is a perfect lesson to Chief Justice John Roberts. See what you get, my friend? You play nice with these leftists, these socialists, and they're going to come after you. Now, here comes AOC saying that since the Republicans have a majority court now, all of a sudden, it's illegitimate. Now, when leftists were dominating the court, it was perfectly legitimate, according to socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and every Democrat. But now that there's a Republican/conservative constructionist majority, now it's illegitimate. See how it all works, folks? They get to implement all of their judicial tyranny, but the minute we get an advantage in the courts to actually start returning constitutional conservatism to the courts, to our lives, freedom from government tyranny imposed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now it's illegitimate.
Because the investigation itself that Chief Justice Roberts started back then, I believe is very discredited by naming a position that has an inherent conflict of interest because it is employed by those justices to pursue that investigation. Mm-hmm. I believe that, and it is the House's responsibility to pursue that investigation in the form of impeachment.
Well, let me ask you, you know full well that the House is now run by Republicans. How are you going to move what you're calling for?
Yeah, how are you going to move what you're calling for? Well, she can't. So this is all rhetoric. This is all to go after a black conservative, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wanting to punish a minority for not knowing his place. All black people and all Latino people, according to the Democrats, you are a Democrat, and if you wander off the liberal plantation, we're going to punish you. We're going to invent ways of punishing you. And so here is a rogue black man, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the leftists. And because he doesn't agree with them, he needs to be impeached, says AOC. Lips of TikTok founder blasting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for lying about her, and then she was protected by legislative privilege. Folks, this is exactly what I'm talking about. These left-wingers, these socialists, these Marxists, they pretend and they project, we don't like this abuse of government, when they themselves are the ones who are abusing government. What did AOC do? She got up in front of Congress and lied about the Libs of TikTok founder, lied about her associations, lied about situations that she had undertaken. And then because AOC was during a committee hearing, she was protected. She can't be sued for libel, even though she out and out lied about the Libs of TikTok founder, just to shut her up. Listen.
AOC claimed that I lied about Boston Children's Hospital. She claimed that I inspired a bomb threat, and I absolutely had no expectations for her to own up to it. I went to her office, and I was ready to sit down with her and get to the bottom of this and explain it. And she, I don't know if she was in the office or not, but she cowered away. I don't think she would ever face me.
Of course not. Left-wingers are cowards. Left-wingers believe in shoving the dagger in your back, not into your chest. Left-wingers will snipe from the shadows. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will break the law and libel you because she has the protection of Congress. But when you want to face her and say, hey, you lied about me, she's going to go hide. Why? Because left-wing extremists like her can never own what they do. Folks, time immemorial, this is what these people have done. They until they are secure that you can't do anything about their lies or their abuses, they will hide, because the left wing is a cowardly movement, a movement that cannot stand the light of day
or ever have a discussion about it. But I, as an American citizen, I don't appreciate being defamed in front of millions of people. So I wanted to confront her, and she cowered. Yeah, and she is unfortunately protected by legislative privilege. So she is allowed to lie about me in a committee hearing. And not just that, but she's using her position of power to call on big tech to censor people who she disagrees with. That's what she did in the hearing. And that is really scary.
Is that fair? Do you think a member of Congress should be able to lie about an American citizen and be protected, and just to make score political points? I don't think that's fair. And AOC was proven to have been a stinking, filthy, rotten liar. And still, she gets to do it because of this so-called protection. It never used to be a problem when leaders had some modicum of integrity, some minimum standard of integrity. But ever since the socialists have taken over the Democrat Party and the Surrender Caucus has taken over the Republican Party, we have seen a marked decline in those who are in positions of power and authority. Case in point, our friends over the Babylon Bee. You guys know who Seth Dillon is, right? Babylon Bee founder. And he took off the telling of jokes veneer for a brief time and gave a serious discussion, a serious opening statement to Congress about this suppression of free speech the Democrats have undertaken. Free speech or even jokes that make them, the Democrats, the butt of those jokes. So if you make fun of a Marxist, they're out there trying to shut you up and silence you, whether it be through the force of law or through pressuring social media to do so, or paying with your taxpayer money, a whole bunch of money for them to do so. Listen to Seth Dillon.
Twitter was not amused. They locked our account for hateful conduct, and we spent the next 8 months in Twitter jail. We learned the hard way that censorship guards the narrative, not the truth.
He made some sort of joke that the left-wingers didn't like. There's a story out there about this. Before I let Seth Dillon go on, I want to get you guys a story about what happened to this guy. What was his name? Mackey? Yeah, check this out. Trump supporter found guilty, facing 10 years in prison for a 2016 anti-Hillary meme. This guy puts out a joke that I've seen probably in every election cycle for the last 20 or so years, of somebody saying, hey, Republicans, hey, Democrats, go vote on the day after election. But this guy did it in the 2016 election when Her Eminence Hillary Clinton was defeated. So thus they find this guy and say, hey, your joke is election interference. And they convict this guy 10 years in prison for putting out a meme that said, hey, Democrats, go vote on the day after election. Folks, this is surreal. These people are criminalizing opposing them. They can't even handle jokes at their expense, else they're going to throw you in the clink for a decade.
In fact, it guards the narrative at the expense of the truth. All the more outrageous was Twitter's lip service commitment to free expression. Twitter's mission, they write, is to give everyone the power to create and share ideas and information and to express their opinions and beliefs without barriers. As promising as that sounds, it rings hollow when you consider all the barriers that we and so many others have encountered. The comedian's job is to poke holes in the popular narrative. If the popular narrative is off limits, then comedy itself is off limits.
Amen to that. You know, a lot of the folks, and this includes left-wingers, Bill Maher is one of the most infamous/famous comedians out there, saying this has just gone too far. What do you mean we can't make fun of you? What do you mean? You know what? I caught hell from somebody. I guess I should play it. I guess I should let you guys hear this. I came up with a parody of against Bud Light This wasn't even against transgenders. It was against Bud Light. For Bud Light doing this ad campaign that had to do with Dylan Mulvaney, this transvestite crazy person who's out there trying to pass himself off as a female. And Bud Light puts Dylan Mulvaney's mug on the front of a Bud can and celebrates trans, right? So I come up with a meme and folks say, well, that's just hateful. I go, hateful toward whom? You guys tell me whether or not this is hateful. Here is Bye Bye Bud, the Chris Salcedo Show players doing the honors as heard on the Chris Salcedo Show. Yeah, hey, give me a beer, will you? Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, what the hell is this? Bye Bye Bud, Bye Anheuser-Busch, Bye Transvestite Push, I don't understand why. Bye Bye Bud, Bye Bye Local Beer, Hello Everclear, I think I'm drinking rye. Bye Bye Bud Light, goodbye. No longer drinking my favorite brew. I am not happy. Hey, what about you? Dylan Mulvaney now reps the brand. Beer should be manly. Don't they understand? Bye bye, Bud. Bye Anheuser-Busch. Bye Transvestite Push, I don't understand why. Bye bye Bud, Bye bye Local Beer, Hello Everclear, I think I'm drinking right. Bye bye Bud Light, goodbye. I'm through with Budweiser, I'm through with Suds, I'm drinking bourbon with all my buds. And here's the reason I'm not a fan. Transgender spokesman. Yeah, it's really a man on the can. Bye bye Bud, Bye Anheuser-Busch, Bye Transgender Push, I don't understand why. Bye bye Bud, Bye bye Local Beer, Hello Everclear, I think I'm drinking right. Bye bye Bud Light, goodbye. Bye bye Bud Light, goodbye. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, give me some of that. Give me some of that bourbon. That good Kentucky stuff right there. Oh wait a minute, Mitch McConnell's from there. What the hell?
Chris Salcedo.
So there you go, my friends. I actually played that on radio for my buddy Rob Carson, who used to do that kind of thing for Rush Limbaugh. He said, you know, the lyrics were great. The execution was fantastic. The vocals, eh. Yeah, that was us. That was us. All right, my friends. Now, so I've got to tell you that this idea that that there's a certain group of people, because they're the left-wingers' sacred cows, we can't make fun of anymore. I'm going to push back against that. What the hell makes anybody immune from being made fun of? Seriously. What, because left-wingers say so? Oh, it's okay to make fun of conservatives, okay to make fun of whites, okay to make fun of Christian people. Oh, but no. If the left-wingers... flavor of the month, this month it happens to be trans folks. If you make fun of them, oh well, that's just unacceptable. So that's what this is what Seth Dillon is talking about in his testimony before Congress.
Speech is restricted to the point where we can't even joke about the insane ideas that are being imposed on us from the top down. The only reason Twitter is now an exception is because the world's richest man took matters into his own hands and declared comedy legal again. We should all be thankful that he did. the most offensive comedy is harmless when compared with even the most well-intentioned censorship. I hope we can all agree that we shouldn't have to depend on benevolent billionaires to safeguard speech. That's a function of the law. But the law only protects against government censorship. It hasn't caught up to the fact that the vast majority of public discourse now takes place on privately owned platforms. So where is the law that protects us from them? The lovers of censorship will tell us that there can be no such law. The Constitution won't allow it. But they're wrong, and their arguments fail.
Yeah. Well, you know what? First off, Section 230 says that social media platforms are supposed to be protected from lawsuits because they're open platforms and people's opinions are people's opinions and should be protected. The problem here is that these social media platforms have taken to silencing people's opinion. And the minute they silence people's opinion, they stop being open platforms and they begin becoming publishers. The minute Twitter silences the Chris Salcedo Show, the minute YouTube silences the Chris Salcedo Show, that's when they become publishers and that's when they become responsible for their content. And that's when they can be sued. And that's if they deny me my voice and they enter into a business relationship with me, I think they ought to be able to be sued. So there's a reformation that needs to happen here, in my opinion. But everything that's being done in this country, I think you ought to know, everything that's being done is to criminalize opposing left-wingers. And I am seeing things in this country I thought I would never see. I thought I would never see the rule of law being weaponized against we the people for objecting to Democrats. There's supposed to be a debate, but now they want to silence the debate. Why? Because they can't. I believe the left wing can't debate anymore. I believe that they are so intellectually bereft that they've given up on debating. They just want to impose their will, which is the nature of the American left. That's going to do it for this edition of the show. Behind the show, my friends, absent Sean Chastain because of the Easter holiday. Hope to get him back next week. In the meantime, pay a visit to a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can track down big news in Texas and the Chris Salcedo shows. You can find us on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast around the globe on the TNT Radio Network, TNTRadio.live. That's where you can find that. Also track us down on television across the country on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.